My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We are at Fenway Park for day number one of the 22nd annual WEI Nesson Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon. Our next guest, I believe, has been a part of this event in some way, shape, or form for all 22 years, all the way back to when he was a Calder Trophy of Vezina candidate goaltender for the Boston Bruins. The great Andrew Raycroft is here this morning.
Well, thanks for working the great in.
Was that how long ago?
No, that's literally 20 years ago.
20 years
you
ago.
You can't be that
20
old.
Years, 20
can't
years
be
ago.
That old.
Contain yourself, please. Stay over on this side of the room. We know you. It's electric when this guy's around.
Yeah, electric.
And the ladies love when Razor comes up.
You lead the charge.
Well, I speak for them.
You speak for them.
Yes, yes.
Yes.
That is nice. That is nice. How you been? How's your summer?
Wonderful. Yeah, yeah, really good summer. Went back to Canada for a couple weeks, so I was enjoying your lead yesterday.
Use the restroom at the beach? Or just,
yes.
Just
yes,
the
I did.
Okay.
We have some educating to do
yes.
in Canada, but we'll get to that. Yeah.
I think something you said else. You heard my lead the other day, and
yes.
You felt bad for your country in general? Or
We have to just do a little more educating on some of the cultures that we have, like not pooping on beaches.
Yeah, they're pooping on beaches in Canada?
No, it's a real thing.
Yeah, really?
No, no.
Yeah. I thought that was just the France thing.
In a hole, and they cover it up.
Yeah, no, and there's like, anyways, today's not the day for
it's
it.
Not,
probably,
it's not, it's not. What is this, being here today and being a part of this for so many years, what's it mean to you?
Well, it means so much, and I think because I'm not from here, it means even more that I've been able to now live here, move my life here, have my kids here, have them in the car this morning talking about the Jimmy Fund and what it is and how much it means. And when we talk to all the guests and they talk about, you know, the same idea of when they were kids and Curtis grew up with it and we all grew up with it and knowing how much it means and just hearing my kids talk about it is pretty cool. And again, just walking in thinking that I'd be doing this 20 years ago when I was, you know, when there was the first couple of years of this event is always wild to me.
Well, it's so interesting in this city. It's, and I'm a clear lifelong homer, so correct me if I'm wrong, but when it comes to players who go out of their way to visit kids who are fighting this, it seems like this is one of the better cities when it comes to that. And I don't know if that's ingrained in you. We were talking to Sam Kennedy about
the Red Sox, you know, when they got their rookies in here, sending them to Dana-Farber to see what's going on. I think that's been certainly the Bruins have made that a part kind of their fabric of, mm-hmm. of the necessity that you get involved in the community. And I think it's different than other places, maybe not everywhere, but different.
Well, all the other places that I went to, it certainly is. I suppose because of where we live and all the hospitals that are here and all the schools that are here, that's a focus. But it's also because this is so important and this is such an amazing cause. And it is ingrained. You come when we first started, I think it started a little bit later. Like, I was here for training camp as a young guy while the Jimmy Fund was going on, and we were around it right away. And, you know, certainly guys like Patrice and Brad Marchand now have led the way. And lead the young kids into getting in there, getting into the hospital.
I think we all remember our first impactful moment when it comes to Dana-Farber and the Jimmy Fund. And do you remember yours? I mean, if you're a rookie and you're here and you're in training camp and this is going on, that's one thing. But there is always a moment that sticks with you, you know, 20 years later.
Well, I remember going to do the Christmas presents, right? We did the Christmas presents and we dropped them off at the hospital during this time, and that I remember that to this day. And then I think coming back and actually being older, really understanding what it means, having my own kids, understanding what the families are going through over the last 5 years, being a part of it has meant even more, probably.
Yeah, I think it's something that I would have laughed at, but prior to having a child, this just feels so different, and you can tell yourself it's different, and you can be a sentient human and know that, but the experience of seeing kids that are the age of your child enduring this, I think it's so amazing, and you gain a newfound respect for people like you, Razor and Wiggy, who were athletes that made time to give back and to go in there, and yeah, you know, it'd be great to be a professional athlete. We all think we'd go and do everything that's noble and proper, but what you guys and the Bruins specifically do are some of the most helpful and generous acts of kindness that go to the clinic almost every week during the season.
Well, and also some of us would have been if not for poor coaching.
Right.
The knee injury.
Right.
Your sophomore year of high school, that knee injury.
I would have been
that's everybody.
I would have been in the PGA if I didn't dent my head on the golf cart.
By the way, what is your guess at what is going on with Jeremy Swayman?
I think everyone's just on vacation. You know, we've had a few weddings. Everyone's traveling.
Okay. They were waiting till David Pastrnak got married.
Well, it's almost present. It's almost a royal wedding.
Okay, you know, all right. So
David, everyone has to go and
get
that done.
So
I think
September 1,
hockey. The hockey season went so long this year. Stanley Cup final went all the way till June 28th, it felt like. Then the draft, then free agency. I think September 1 is kind of that day where everyone will get back on the phones and, all right, let's bang this out, time to go.
So you're not worried? Pressure.
I'm not worried at all.
You're not worried about it at all?
Not worried at all.
Do you think the Bruins end up giving him?
Ooh, he's going to get paid.
Eight?
He's going to be able to, you know, get that board jumping next fall when he gets
it. Is it eight in front of it?
Well, there's UC Saros, one of the best goalies in the National Hockey League, signed in Nashville a couple weeks ago for eight years, 7.74. So that set the market maybe a little bit lower. If he had went to free agency, I think that number would have been a lot higher. So he took a bit of a hometown discount to stay in Nashville. We've heard that before.
Right.
Here.
Does Swayman do
people
that?
Kind of stay in Nashville. So that's the question. Yeah. And Igor Shesterkin's another great goaltender. He's up. He's expected to go like 8 years, $12 million. So there's a lot of room in there. Oh. But at the end of the day, the Bruins need Swayman. Swayman needs the Bruins. They'll get it done.
I think they'll get it done.
Yeah. I mean, I hope so. I mean, it does seem crazy, though. Like, don't they have cell phones? I mean, why couldn't they negotiate? Wouldn't you want to get it done if you're Swayman?
Work-life balance.
I guess that's fair.
The Roman charges and the check must be crazy.
You get a month off. And I think, again, I because because of that, that's why I'm not as nervous, that there isn't a lot of talk about it. No one's really, you know, no one's upset about it on either side, which means that they should be close enough where they can work through it.
Mike, it could be the same kind of like the massive software glitch that occurred the last time you were on the show.
Yes, it's good to have reads and commercials and not have to talk for four straight hours.
How was that experience?
No, it was great. I mean, I'm with them, so yeah. It was perfect.
Ken Laird.
Yeah, his head was coming in hot. He had steam out of his ears.
I heard you might have been a little angry at Ken Laird.
Yeah, well, I feel like you might have set me off a little bit for the Friday morning in summer, but that's okay. We worked through it.
All right. Well, while you're here, Razor, I want to welcome back to our show Dr. Barrett Rollins, who is the Chief Scientific Officer Emeritus at Dana-Farber. How do you get Emeritus at the end of your name? I've always wanted to have Greg Hill Emeritus at the end of it.
All you have to do is live long enough.
Is that what it, that's all it requires?
That's all it takes.
That's all
you're
it
getting
takes.
There.
Yeah.
Well, I'm guessing.
I see some gray in that
beard.
Yeah,
there's some gray in that beard. Yeah. Great to have you back.
Thank you. And
I love checking in with you and getting an update kind of on where things are when it comes to cancer. We were talking earlier about the, and this, I don't want to give, I gave Courtney anxiety when I brought this up earlier, but it's really important to talk about the increased diagnosis that are occurring with young people is alarming. And I kind of wanted to get your thoughts on that.
So we began to see a signal of that maybe 10 or 15 years ago, especially in younger women who are getting lung cancer, women who had never smoked before. But the really, you know, the siren started going off in the past 5 or 10 years, especially with the increased incidence of colon cancer in young people who have otherwise healthy lifestyles. And, you know, this is not true for every cancer, but it's true in enough cancers, and the numbers are getting big enough that we in the cancer business need to be prepared. That's the first thing. And the second thing is that we who do cancer research need to figure out what in the world is going on here. And to be honest, we don't know for sure. I think the best sort of assumption is that there is something in the environment that has been accumulating over years that is leading to these kinds of increased incidence in cancer, but we haven't identified what it is. But it is a major priority at Dana-Farber. We have an entire group, an entire center devoted to trying to figure out what's going on and to create an environment where we can do early detection in young people, because the earlier you detect this in somebody, the better off their outcome is going to be.
And certainly when thinking about giving, those who are listening right now, this is a really important thing that you guys are doing. And the funds that you give are going to go to help finding a way to not only to detect it early enough, but to figure out what's going on, because these are truly otherwise very healthy young people.
That's the amazing thing. And I'm so glad you brought up the point about philanthropy, because there's really no other way to do this right now. You know, there's no sort of government agency that's already sort of geared up and ready to support the kinds of things we were just talking about, early detection, figuring out causes and so on. And so it's you know, we're incredibly fortunate that we live in this environment in New England where people are generous and they understand the importance of this kind of stuff. The whole reason Dana-Farber is there and the whole reason the Jimmy Fund is there is because of the generosity of the people in this community. And the next big goal is to ask for support for this kind of stuff, which then ends up helping the community.
What do you recommend? So 25 to 35-year-olds listening now, for me, it's my kids who I worry about all the time. What are you recommending? Because if you are otherwise healthy, you might not think you need to even look for a diagnosis. Like, what are you recommending?
Yeah. So we got to be really careful here. I mean, what we've identified is an important trend, but it's also important not to do things that aren't proven yet. So I worry about this too. My daughter, believe it or not, is having her 45th birthday tomorrow. And so she's incredibly healthy.
Did you have her when you were 10?
So that's a whole other story.
Okay.
There's a movie coming out. You can guess the casting. Now, she is incredibly healthy, doing great, and I worry about her because she's in that, you know, she's in that demographic. But, you know, people might be tempted to say, okay, well, we got to do colonoscopies now on 35-year-olds. No. Can't really start talking about doing prevention and doing screening until the data are in. I mean, that's the science. And the problem with doing screening without the science is that sometimes screening results can lead to what we call false positives. You know, you see something that's not really there. Somebody ends up getting some kind of intervention that could harm them. So you don't want to just go nuts screening people without the data. What we're trying to do at Dana-Farber is generate some of those data.
This event over 22 years has raised $70 million for Dana-Farber and the Jimmy Fund. What's the most impactful change when it comes to treatment that you've seen that is a result of that?
Well, there are really two of them that have completely changed things. So I have been at Dana-Farber for over 40 years. You know, academics have a chance to, you know, they're kind of like nomads. They like to go to different places. But I voted with my feet. I stayed at this place. And the difference between what I did, you know, in 1984 versus now is just mind-boggling. I'll give you two quick examples. One is in lung cancer, which, you know, it used to be we had nothing to, there was nothing we could do for these people. My father died of lung cancer. And, you know, when lung cancer patients appear and they've got disease that's spread to other organs, it used to be you could start a clock and 6 months later, no matter what you did, they were gone. Thanks to research that was initially supported by philanthropy, we discovered that there are mutations, there are alterations in genes that control the growth of lung cells. That led to the development of drugs to counteract those mutations. And now you have people who used to have a six-month death sentence, who are living for 5 years, 10 years, 15 years. They're seeing their grandkids that they never thought they'd see. It's just completely changed the way we take care of lung cancer. That's one thing. The second thing is, we always had the suspicion that our immune system could take care of cancer like it takes care of infections, but it wasn't working. And what our scientists discovered is that cancers make things that inhibit the immune system. And so now there's all these drugs that block the blocker. And so it unleashes the immune system. And now there are a half dozen or more diseases that used to be complete killers that not only are the diseases being controlled, but some people are actually being cured with these drugs. So that's just, I can't tell you how different things are. And I expect to see the same sort of difference 10 years from now.
It's extraordinary, yeah. The progress that's being made. And thank you for what you're doing. And it's great. It's always great to have you
on.
Well,
thank you for all of this. This is incredibly wonderful.
Well, thank you, Doctor. Thank you, Dr. Raycroft. We appreciate it.
Please don't.
Great to see you.
Dr. Raycroft Emeritus.
Emeritus.
Yeah.
Goaltender Emeritus. You do have that status.
I love how you asked about that, by the way, though.
What?
The Emeritus. Like, you were like, maybe you have a chance.
I would like to have it.
Like, yeah, I know. How do I get that?
Right. Can you just put it on a business card? Like, a Wiggy used to have. We used to have Playboy photographer on his business card.
I put doctor in front of my poster. Playboy photographer.
Topical reference. Playboy.
Is Playboy even in print anymore?
Thank you. Thank you, doctor.
Thank you, doctor.
Razor, great to see you, bud.
Great to see you. Right. Thanks.
We're at Fenway Park. We'll be joined next by David Ortiz and by Jason Veritek together. And relive the glory that was 2004 and talk Jimmy Fund with both of those guys. Right now, though, Courtney and what is trending this hour.
Lou Merlone joins Gresh and Fourier this morning at 11. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
I don't know how I'm going to compete with Playboy photographer. I mean that was
out of left
amazing.
Hey. I want to thank, Wiggy, the Crowley family.
Uh-huh.
Polar Beverage, Wachusett Mountain. They just made a very generous donation, and I know that I'm friends with the Crowley family, Jeff and his whole crew. I know you are, too. So we want to thank them for reaching out and making a very generous donation and getting us closer to that $775,000 match that is hanging out there.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
And trending now brought to you by FindMassMoney.gov. The Red Sox take the first of their series with the Rangers. Final score 5-4 at Fenway. Brian Baio went 6 innings, giving up 1 run on 4 hits while striking out 5. They've got another one with the Rangers tonight. 7:10 first pitch with Cutter Crawford getting the start. You can hang out with Joe Weil at 6:10 for the Mass Mutual pregame show. Then Joe Castiglione and Sean McDonough have the call in the Shaw's and Star Market. WEEI Red Sox Radio Network right here on EEI. And as always on the Odyssey app, the fallout for Jaron Duran on that hot mic
where he used a homophobic slur, has been announced. He will serve a 2-game suspension without pay. And go to findmassmoney.gov and see if you have any unclaimed property. You could have unclaimed money from a forgotten savings account, uncashed payroll checks, or a refund check that just never got to you. Go to findmassmoney.gov today. It takes only 30 seconds to search your name. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Thank you, Courtney. 71 degrees and sunny in Boston. Afternoon high, sunny 82.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We are at Fenway Park for day number one of the 22nd annual WEEI Ness and Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon. So far this morning, you have donated $177,424. Thank you if you've given already. If you haven't yet, you can call 877-738-1234. That's 877-738-1234. You can also go online and donate at jimmyfund.org, or if you want to make it simple, you can just text KCANCER to 20222, and that is a $25 donation. We're waiting for David Ortiz, who will join us here momentarily. In the meantime, we are joined by the man who really needs no introduction. I guess we could just say the captain.
We are joined
by the captain, Jason Veritek. Jason, good morning.
Good morning, everyone.
How you doing?
I'm good. I think I listened to the first part of your commercial. And, yeah, when you're up late and you don't have much sleep, you got to test your testosterone, because that was a long one last night.
Well, absolutely. And you know how it goes. I mean, we're not getting any younger. Sometimes low T can be an issue, Tech.
Yeah, well, it is what it is.
Although I'll tell you, I mean, I see you out there from time to time, emergency catcher role behind the plate. Looked like you could step right in there. If you needed to catch, you could step right in there tomorrow.
It's called, I could fall right in there tomorrow.
By the way, also, I need one of the VTech Fight Club T-shirts that I see the guys wearing. Can you get me one of those?
Well, I think you know me well enough to know I had zero to do with that, and I don't wear one. So our Los Monos T-shirts are Los, changed to Los, or from Los to Los. Okay, we can work that. I'll be, I'm part of that, but I'm not a part of that. No.
No.
Tommy McLaughlin.
But it's, I mean, it's a nice homage to you, certainly, that the guys are, that the fellas are wearing those.
Yeah, it's pretty funny.
The Red Sox always have pretty good T-shirt game, like the underdog T-shirts last year. There were reports that maybe you were the ones that put them in people's lockers. I mean, none of my business, but the T-shirts always kind of hit.
Yeah, rumors are rumors, you know? Sometimes you're sneaky.
I was trying to say this earlier, Jason, that we have a new generation of Sox fans that wasn't living and dying with that 04 team. I'm just curious, you know, when you think back to those days, is it possible to explain just how intense it was and what it was you guys finally overcame? Like, just Game 7, Yankee Stadium, Damon hits that home run. Like, has there ever been a feeling outside of kids being born that has replicated that emotion, Jason?
Well, I think that, you know, over the time, it's what's been built for years. And what's been built over time. I mean, we're not there without, you know, Petsky and Jim Wright and Johnny Valentin, Mo Vaughn, and Dewey Evans. Like, we're not in those positions without that because it took a lot. But the burden that had been felt by what later became Red Sox Nation or known as was felt across the board. And that put a sense of relief through it.
What up?
Hold on. Big Poppy has finally decided to arrive here this morning. Tech, do we fine him for being late or something?
Good.
David,
good luck.
You can sit right down. We got Jason Veritex on the phone. Sit right down there, David. Right here is great. When you look at kind of this team post trade deadline, you're there every day with them. How do you feel like these guys are feeling, and what's sticking out with you as far as this team? This team of guys right now.
Love you,
yeah,
brother.
I mean, we what up, David? So, you know, we played well. Things haven't gone record wise as well in the second half or post. Well, post then been fine, just second half. But we're in games until, you know, this past weekend with Houston. We lost a punch in the face on Sunday, and you could have flip flopped either one of the first two games. So, and that's what they're doing, putting themselves in positions to win every night. And, you know, it's the ebb and flows of sometimes pitching carries hitting, sometimes hitting's got to carry pitching. If they don't match up, you lose the game. And they're doing a good job of mixing and matching both. It's a relentless group, a relentless mix of young and old that we can, well, I want to say old, but, you know, veteran players. And but the youth has some serious dynamic abilities that we've been able to wait through the course of time, and they've come out.
David Ortiz is here. Poppy, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
When you are, let me ask you this question. If you are running late coming to the ballpark, can you just pull over and park on your own bridge?
Probably.
That's what I
got.
I
the green light. Yeah. That's what the governor says.
That's, that's what I would say. Curtis brought up 2004, and it's does it seem like it's been 20 years? We were just talking to Jason about that. Seem like it's been 20 years?
Man, time is flying. I mean, it doesn't seem like it has been 20 years. I mean, I can remember things that happened back then that, and let me tell you, I'm not really good at remembering things. You know what I'm saying? So everything is moving fast. But, yeah, man, I mean, it's been a minute, but it doesn't seem like it.
I want to ask both of you guys about the relationship that the Red Sox have with the Jimmy Fund. It's really special. It's been going on since 1953. I think the longest running relationship between a professional sports franchise and a charity. What has it meant to you over the last 20 years?
Well, when I first got here, the team that I used to play for, also, you know, every Major League Baseball club is into the community service and all those type of things. But once I got here to Boston, the way the Red Sox manage and educate us as a player, it's in a different dimension. And I say that because once I got here, I see the Jimmy Fund, especially, you know, where this is something that it brings so many things together. You know, it was something that it caught my attention right away when I first got here. You know what I'm saying? And being able to, you know, raise money to do what the Jimmy Fund does is something that to me is very special.
Jason, your perspective on that?
Yeah, you know, it's something to me that rallies a nation, that rallies the Red Sox nation and has from the get-go. And the longer you're here, you understand that growth from people that have grown up here, you know, like my wife, you know, born and raised up here. And it's a day that everybody looks forward to, or a time period that everybody looks forward to give back. But our relationship with the Jimmy Fund allows us to give back and to be supportive in those areas. But it's more about the masses. It's more about the whole Red Sox nation than it is just the Sox and the Jimmy Fund.
Well, it's interesting hearing David talk about how clubs that he was with beforehand, you know, all clubs do something in the community to give back. But it feels like Red Sox players, even after they maybe move on or they retire, stay connected with Dana-Farber and the Jimmy Fund. So for you two, was that something that you wanted to make sure happened after your time with the Red Sox was over?
No, you have to. You have to. To me, it's basically mandatory, you know, because when it comes down to helping and giving back, it's something that to me goes a long way. You know, as you guys know, I got my own foundation also. And it's all about helping people. It's all about helping children, you know. The children are the future of what we are. And this is something that, like I say, the Red Sox, every single player that comes through this organization, after you retire, even after when you move on to somewhere else, you carry that with you because the Red Sox emphasize big time on it. And it's not just that. It's just the way they do it. You know what I'm saying? The way they involve you as a player. I mean, I retired 7 years ago, and I still always want to do something for the marathon, for the Jimmy Fund. I mean, everything that is going on around here, it's all collapsing into the same space, helping people, giving back, you know? And to me, that is in a special place.
And, David, I feel like you embodied and owned the pressure of Boston in a way that I had not seen prior to 2004, where you accepted how much that championship meant. You understood the anger and the stress and the angst of the fans, and you somehow were able to fuel it into performance on the field. Do you look back on those days and wonder just how you did what you did in that ALCS and marvel at the way in which you sort of put the team and the city on your back at that time?
I tell you what, when I first got here, I had no clue about how deep and connected the fans were with the team. But I remember when we lost those playoffs against the Yankees in 2003, while we were playing here, and even when they finished us up over there at Yankee Stadium, it took me a minute to look around and look at the fans' faces. I swear to God, I feel like I was in a funeral. You know, that, to me, was a special moment and something that I never forget about until the last day I play. I saw people, you know, it means something special to win here in New England. I got that memo my very first year. I saw people really suffering for us not being able to continue and move on and win the World Series. And I took it personal.
I love it. That's why this is our, don't say it.
Don't poke me.
It's our city.
You we already can, know.
We'll leave the other word
That's
out.
That's right.
Wiggy.
I said, I got a question for both of them. They're both still connected to the game. And, you know, coming from the world of football and you watch the game and you try to stay connected, what do you think about the young players in today's game? You guys pass the torch to them and where they're taking the game. Do you like what you see? Are there things you'd like to see change? I mean, Jason, you're coaching. David, you're obviously an analyst. Do you like it? Would you like to see other things? What's your take on it? I guess I'll, you know, let you go first, David.
Go ahead, Jason.
No, go, Poppy.
No,
Does he always defer to you like that? I would.
No, actually, you know what? I always want him to go for it. He's the captain, man. Yeah. I'm afraid of that guy. I do what he say. Just so you know. I think the gang right now had the best talent of all time.
Really?
I would say that. I mean, look at those guys' body. Everybody's athletic. Everybody is very powerful. I really enjoy because during our time, the game doesn't have that many big guys, I would say. If you go around, you know, like what you see out there right now, it's like a combination of MLB, football, and NBA.
Yeah.
You know, everything collapsing. Like, the guys are incredibly athletic nowadays. Now, I will say this. I know that cybermetrics has changed the game in some different type of way, which is good because, obviously, you know, everything has changed life-wise. So you had to just make an adjustment to whatever is out there nowadays. But the one thing that I'm a little concerned about in the game is, number one, I think we can one of the fun part about the game that I always enjoy was not just being a power hitter. You know what I'm saying? I remember they used to play me basically everybody down this way, right? I used to enjoy hitting the ball down the line. Just to prove you wrong. Just to show you that I'm more than a power hitter. Just to show you that I'm capable of you know, use that barrel the way I wanted to. I don't want you to predetermine what I'm capable of, you know, and I used to take a lot of pride on that. And watching the guys hitting nowadays, it's a whole totally different game. Everybody basically get to be teach exactly the same thing.
Yeah.
Juice some ball. Go to the plate thinking about hitting the home run. And it's okay.
Yeah.
It's okay. But I was, during the All-Star game, I was interviewing Freddie Freeman, and he's one of the elite hitter in the league as of right now that hit for power and for average. And the conversation ended up like, Bobby, to be honest with you, nobody worry about me hitting for batting average. And I was like, that's sad because... Yeah. To be honest with you, I prefer you to hit a blue for a base C than just watch you striking out with bases loaded.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, everything, all the good things that comes with a good batter, it have a lot to do with producing. And when you strike out, you do not produce.
Jason?
That's all I have to say.
Jason?
Well, I don't know if I can follow that. David, you're right. I should have went first.
Jason.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
No. You got something.
I want to ask both of you guys in light of being here today about Tim Wakefield. Jason, you were as close as anybody to him. It's been a really tough year, I know, for this Red Sox family, but
this event, the Jimmy Fund, was so important to Tim and to Stacy.
Oh, absolutely. You know, with Tim being the face of the foundation for so many years, but that's just who he was, whether he was the face or not. His devotion to giving back to the community and being a responsible representative of it was something he took pride in. And, you know, yeah, it's tough around this time. Like, I got punched in the face the other day because every day they, you know, Tim's part of the montage that they show pregame about 10, 15 minutes before game time. And for some reason the other day, it just punched me in the face. I don't know if it's because this is coming up, but it's like, man, he's not here. And, you know, I've seen the montage 1,000 times already this season. And, just Tim, what he represents and his care and his love for the community, you know, the Jimmy Fund, his space coasters from in Florida and Cocoa or Melbourne. And it just represents what you should represent to, set an example for and to give back with a good heart.
I tell you what, there's not one time that I walk into Fenway Park and not think of him. You know, Tim was a masterpiece. You know, the guy, he was special. Tim was a leader. Like I always say, Tim was a more than a human being because he cared about people in a type of way that I can't even describe. There's no words for it. You know, he cared so much about helping people, about giving back. And when you think about the Jimmy Fund, you think about the Red Sox, you definitely have to think about Tim and Stacy because that's all they did. I tell you what, I have this event for my foundation, and the 1 year that they didn't come, it was very notable. Because they're there every year. Yeah. Like, that's what they used to do.
Yeah.
Help people. I learned so much from Tim Wakefield that he made me a better person. You know, because that's what he used to do for everybody.
Well,
great
teammate,
great leader, you know. I mean, you name it.
And you think about 04, Greg, 20 years later. But thinking back to Tim Wakefield in the context of that, what other player would the opposing Yankees manager single out by name after losing Game 7 the way Joe Torre said, you know, it sucks for us, but there's a part of me that's happy for Tim Wakefield.
Yeah,
I mean, that's absolutely the type of respect that he had across baseball.
Yeah, and David, David, unfortunately, has to be on the set with A-Rod all the time.
Yeah, I had to drop like it's hot once in a while. On, you know how it is. On behalf of my Red Sox Nation.
Yeah, just knock his purse out of his hand. Oh. Or whatever.
They're still cheated there, too.
I know, man. I know. But they're good guys, man.
They're good guys. Yeah, good I know. Teammates, it's man. Easier to fun. Say that when you're being paid, to be honest.
Well, actually, you're right.
All right, listen, both of you guys, what you do for this event, what you have done as players for the Jimmy Fund and Dana-Farber is extraordinary. So, it's Jason. Thanks for taking the time. I know you're probably on your way to work, but one final question: if it had to happen this evening, if either one of you were to be inserted into the lineup this evening, who would perform better?
Right now.
Yeah, right now, as you are right
now. UCAP?
I've at least caught maybe 30 pitches the other day. I got a better chance.
All right. You agree? You think it's
you're the captain.
He's the captain. All right, guys. Thank you so much. All right, Jason, thanks. See you soon. All right.
Thanks. Make some more money.
All right.
Love you, brother.
David, thanks for coming by this morning.
Thank you for having me.
Appreciate it. Thanks a lot. We are going to take a quick break. We'll come back and get ready for Gresham Foyer here at Fenway. Well, joining us right now before we go is the man that Dan Shaughnessy recently wrote should release Hall of Famer Joe Castiglione from the obligation of having to say, "We give a poop about your pipes." James from Drains by James.
Yes, that's correct.
Are you planning on releasing Joe from that obligation?
Absolutely not.
Not absolutely not.
Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah, because you do give a poop.
I actually do.
You actually do.
I always have.
You always have.
I do more now.
You do more now.
And you always will.
Yes. Did that start at an early age? The fact that you were giving a poop.
I was 18 years old.
Yeah,
and started.
Yeah.
So it's been a long time.
And Shaughnessy,
it runs in the family.
Yeah.
And Shaughnessy puts a lot of poop in pipes. So.
It's funny. I met him downstairs.
You did?
And, yeah. It was interesting. That's the first person that I saw.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Did he ask for a free plunge or anything? Or
No.
No, he didn't. So thanks for your support of this event. I know it's important to you.
Yes, absolutely. It's funny because I was thinking of what I was going to say when I was on here. And last year was our first year that we got involved as a company. You know, we weren't here, but we did some spots. In my family, we were sitting around talking at one point earlier in the year. And I always thought of cancer as... I don't want to say a death sentence, but my oldest Juliana, my youngest Jordan, my wife Michelle, we were talking about her mother, my mother-in-law. In 2001, she was diagnosed with 4-stage breast, brain, bone cancer. And we really thought that it was going to be pretty quick.
Yeah.
And you guys said something today that actually registered in my head was sometimes it's amazing that Dana Farber was able, I don't want to say keep her alive, but she lasted another 15 years, almost 16 years.
Wow.
Now, my youngest was born in 2001. My oldest was 2000. So we were talking, and I never realized that the kids would have never met her.
Yeah.
Would have not known who her grandmother was.
It's that extra time. That in many cases, that extra time that you get.
And it didn't seem long enough. But now that I look back on it, it's incredible.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a long time.
Well, we couldn't do what we do without those of you who donate and support this event, and we really appreciate it.
Well, I feel privileged. I really do. And this is just the start. I want to make sure that this is something that is on my calendar, not only on a personal basis, but as a company basis.
Well, we thank you so much. Quick question for Wiggy. Do you do bidet installation?
No.
I love a good bidet.
I mean, what a transition.
He loves a good bidet.
In my business, the only thing we touch is dirty.
I see. Okay.
I got to clean that up.
You're kind of the end of the process
as
opposed to the beginning.
But that's why we get paid the most.
Yes, okay. Well, we appreciate it. Thanks.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, James. I always wondered, is there a James? And now I know there's a James.
Yes, a lot of people say that, but there is a James.
Yes, there's a James. All right. Well, I can announce before we go here that we have hit $291,595 that you have given this morning. So that's unbelievable. Keep giving. Keep listening.
Yeah. $2,000 of that came from our Twitchers. So just want to shout that up.
Oh, that's
awesome.
Good job.
Yeah, $2,000 this morning from them.
Great and job. If you're going to Fenway tonight, 50-50 raffle. Jermaine Wiggins, man of the people.
That's right.
Brooklyn's own will be here to help raise money.
That's right.
Oh, all right.
Go Dodgers.
Oh, all right. City Wiggy coming to the game tonight.
Yeah, I'll be in the game. I'll be handing out the 50-50 raffles.
Yeah, he'll be riding around the park in an e-bike.
All right.
50-50, and I only take a small 5%.
Awesome. All right. Well, Gresh and Foyer taking over from here. We'll be back tomorrow morning at Fenway. Thank you for listening. Thank you for donating. It is the 22nd annual WEEI Nesson Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon. We'll be right back.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery.
Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges. And acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste because you know all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Well, joining us right now before we go is the man that Dan Shaughnessy recently wrote should release Hall of Famer Joe Castiglione from the obligation of having to say, we give a poop about your pipes. James from Drains by James.
Yes, that's correct.
Are you planning on releasing Joe from that obligation?
Absolutely not.
Not absolutely not.
Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah, because you do give a poop. About
I actually do.
You actually do.
I always have.
You always have.
I do more now.
You do right. more now.
And you yeah. always will.
Yes, right. Did that start at an early age? The fact that you were giving a poop.
I was 18 years old.
Yeah,
and started.
Yeah.
So it's been a long time.
And
it runs in the family.
Yeah.
And Shaughnessy puts a lot of poop in pipes. So.
It's funny. I met him downstairs.
You did?
Yeah. It was interesting. That's the first person that I saw.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Did he ask for a free plunge or anything? Or
No.
No, he didn't. So thanks for your support of this event.
Thank you for having me.
I know it's important to you.
Yes, absolutely. It's funny because I was thinking of what I was going to say when I was on here. And last year was our first year that we got involved as a company. You know, we weren't here, but we did some spots. In my family, we were sitting around talking at one point earlier in the year. And I always thought of cancer as... I don't want to say a death sentence, but my oldest Juliana, my youngest Jordan, my wife Michelle, we were talking about her mother, my mother-in-law. In 2001, she was diagnosed with 4-stage breast, brain, bone cancer. And we really thought that it was going to be pretty quick.
Yeah.
And you guys said something today that actually registered in my head was sometimes it's amazing that Dana Farber was able, I don't want to say keep her alive, but she lasted another 15 years, almost 16 years.
Wow.
Now, my youngest was born in 2001. My oldest was 2000. So we were talking, and I never realized that, like, the kids would have never met her.
Yeah.
Would have not known who her grandmother was.
It's that extra time. It's, that in many cases, that extra time that you get.
And it didn't seem long enough. But now that I look back on it, it's incredible.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a long time.
Well, we couldn't do what we do without those of you who donate and support this event, and we really appreciate it.
Thank you. I feel privileged. I really do. And this is just the start. I want to make sure that this is something that is on my calendar, not only on a personal basis, but as a company basis.
Well, we thank you so much. Quick question for Wiggy. Do you do bidet installation?
I love a good bidet.
I mean, what a transition.
He loves a good bidet.
In my business, the only thing we touch is dirty.
I see. Okay.
I got to clean that up.
You're kind of the end of the process
as opposed
to the beginning.
But that's why we get paid the most.
Yes, okay. Well, we appreciate it. Thanks.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, James. I always wondered, is there a James? And now I know there's a James.
Yes, a lot of people say that, but there is a James.
Yes, there's a James. All right. Well, I can announce before we go here that we have hit $291,595 that you have given this morning. So that's unbelievable. Keep giving. Keep listening.
Yeah. $2,000 of that came from our Twitchers. So just want to shout that up.
Oh, that's
awesome.
Good job.
Yeah, $2,000 this morning from them.
And if you're going to Fenway tonight, 50-50 raffle. Jermaine Wiggins, man of the people.
That's right.
Brooklyn's own will be here to help raise money.
That's right.
Oh, all right.
Go Dodgers.
Oh, all right. City Wiggy coming to the game tonight.
Yeah, I'll be in the game. I'll be handing out the 50-50 raffles.
Yeah, he'll be riding around the park in an e-bike.
All right.
50-50, and I only take a small 5%.
There awesome. You go. All right. Well, Gresh and Foyer taking over from here. We'll be back tomorrow morning at Fenway. Thank you for listening. Thank you for donating. It is the 22nd annual WEEI Nesson Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon. We'll be right back.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Nor Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.